he'd get up and he'd say, "Folks, we are gathered here to moan and groan over our brother Judd Fry, who hung himself up by a rope in the smokehouse. Well, and he'd be weeping and wailing from some of those women." Then he'd say, "Judd Fry was the most misunderstood man in this territory. People used to think he was a mean, ugly fella and called him a dirty skunk and a ornery pig stealer. But the folks had really gnawed him, gnawed him beneath those two dirty shirts he always wore. They beat a heart as big as all outdoors.
As big as all outdoors.
Judd Fry loved his fellow man.
He loved his fellow man.
He loved the birds of the forest and the beasts of the field. He loved the mice and the vermin and the barn, and he treated the rats like equals, which was right. And he loved little children. Ah, he loved everybody and everything in the world, only he never let out. So nobody never noticed. Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd. Friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around.
The daisies in the dell will give out a different smell, because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head. He's laying in a coffin made of folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad, and now they know their friend has gone for good.
Poor Judd is dead, a candle lights his head. He's looking lost, so pretty and so nice. He looks like he's asleep. It's a shame.